Hey guys, you are listening to Arba's Archives. I'm your host, Arba. Welcome. Hello. Okay, so you already know the drill. I didn't have to tell you guys. Y'all already knew. Mental health check-in. How are you guys doing? Please take a moment to check in with yourself. Ask yourself how you're doing and just make sure you're okay. Yeah, you can pause this episode and kind of check in with yourself. But as we know, it's important to do, and I want you guys to do it. So pause this episode right now and do it. Okay, so I really wanted to do like a Q&A, get to know me type of thing, just so you guys like know me a little bit more. Like, there's a lot to my personality. It's like, nah, but I'm really excited to do this. So I have like a few questions, probably like 10, not sure, and I'm just gonna answer these. Obviously I couldn't do like too many questions, but I can do these pretty often. These are fun. So yeah, anyways, okay, let's jump right into it. So first question is, what does a typical day look like for you? Okay, well, I usually wake up at like 9, 10, 11, depends on what time I go to sleep, and just do like the regular, like brush my teeth, like, you know, take a shower type thing. And then I always chug a glass of water. You are so dehydrated when you wake up. You, like, first thing I put in my body is water. And then I eat breakfast, which is usually oatmeal. Sometimes I have meetings or classes that I have to attend. And yeah, I try to make it a habit to take a 30-minute walk every day, just depending on how much time I have or like how back-to-back my schedule is. But I really do like walking, and it forces me to get outside, especially on the days that I don't have class and I'm like in my room all day sitting in my computer. It's like a nice like break. So I try to do that. Once I'm back in my room, I will probably eat lunch or dinner, I mean, whichever. It really just depends on the time, on the day. And I just take a break and relax. Whether that's like laying on my bed, scrolling through Twitter or TikToks, or just like watching YouTube videos, or planning like future podcast episodes, like I have been all night right now. Yeah, honestly, my days are not, they're really interesting. Yeah, if it's like a Monday or Wednesday, you can catch me at the library from like 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. when it closes. And I'm always with my friends, McCall and Kayla. This is what we do. We catch up, we get a lot of work done, and it's like a good like social thing and like accountability thing. Yeah. It's really fun. We've been doing this since last semester, like every Monday and Wednesday we're together. And the way I've set up my schedule, like especially this semester, because I only have 3 classes to worry about, which is amazing, by the way. I'm most definitely bragging. Yes. I am able to get all my schoolwork done by Wednesday, like by Wednesday night. So Thursday and Friday, like my schedule is completely open, and I have a lot of time to focus on other stuff and just like stuff for the future, like grad school planning and all that fun stuff. But yeah, on Friday nights I turn off my computer until Sunday afternoon. I do not believe in doing any type of work on a Saturday. Oh my gosh, please take a break. Like, no. But yeah, that's what my day kind of looks like. I just gave you guys like what my week looks like. Actually, that was not just one day, but oh well. Next question is, what is your dream job? Okay. So my dream job is to become a counseling psychologist, because I really want to, of course, provide mental health services, directly to people. Like, I want to do therapy specifically, providing services to children and adolescents. And also, like, over the past year, I've become more interested in, like, doing research too. I remember, like, freshman year, I was like, I mean, I could, but, like, do I really want to? But just being in labs that I, like, that are, like, looking at things I'm interested in, I'm like, this is pretty cool. Like, I want to do my own research, you know? So I'm interested in examining mental health outcomes among youth, and I have a particular interest in Black youth, and that's just kind of like a non-specific, general, like, interest statement, basically. Like, yeah, that's basically what I want to do, to sum it up. Next question is, what is your favorite food? Okay. This is so hard to answer, guys, because I'm so picky. I'm so picky, and I can tell you a list of foods that I hate. But that's not the question, so I digress. My favorite breakfast food is definitely pancakes. I love pancakes. Like, some warm pancakes. Oh my gosh, just amazing. My favorite, like, meal, I guess, like, I don't know, lunch, dinner, like, I don't really know, like, my favorite other food, is probably jollof rice, which, if you don't know what that is, it's a Ghanaian dish. Actually, it's probably African. Yeah, it's an African dish, and I don't know if it's specific to West Africa, but, yeah. I don't know how to describe it, but it is so good. It's like rice cooked in, like, tomato sauce. Obviously, it's, like, seasoned. It tastes good. You know what I mean? And it's just, like, good. I really don't know how to explain it. If you know, you know. You can Google it. But it's amazing. And if you're from Ghana, you're probably like, oh my gosh, you chose, like, the most basic dish. Yeah, because, again, I'm picky and I can live off of jollof. And I will. Okay, next question. What are your hobbies? So, obviously, I've mentioned this before. I really like writing poetry. That is one of my, like, favorite things to do. Don't do it often. should. It brings me a lot of joy just, like, thinking, reflecting, like, putting words together. Another one is reading. I really just got back into reading, like, leisurely, like, and I love it. My favorite types of books are, like, self-help books. I really like nonfiction books. And it's funny because I was just talking about this, with my friend Jenny, and she does not like self-help books. And I'm like, boo, tomato, tomato. I'm like, girl, I just feel like reading, like, self-help books, I just gain so much insight from them, and I just feel like, wow, I have a lot to think about, and I just feel like, great. Next question is, what are your pet peeves? Okay, this this is actually a lot to unpack. So, I'm like, oh my gosh. Okay, first one that comes to mind, I do not like when people talk while yawning. I'm like, oh my goodness, yawning literally takes like 5 seconds. Why are you trying to, like, get out a whole sentence? Like, just complete your yawn and then talk, please. It's really one of those minor things that I'm like, oh my god, I cannot. Another thing that comes to mind is heavy breathing. I can't describe how and why it makes me upset, but it does. Another one is loud chewing sounds, like smacking while you're eating. I'm just like, why? No, literally, just why? Like, what is the reason? And then the last one that I can think of is when people don't, like, use their turning signals. Like, how are you trying to cut in front of me and not let me know? That's disrespectful. Very. But moving on. What motivates you to work hard? I'd say my goals, really. I have a vision of where I want to be, and I'm going to do what I got to do to achieve my goals. That's what really motivates me. What was your first job? My first job was at a daycare. I loved working there so much. I still love working there. I worked there for 3 summers in a row, and it's just so amazing to be able to, like, care for people's kids and, like, make connections with them and their, like, caregivers, and just, like, you spend so much time with, like, kids. Like, I love kids. Like, I started working, like, in the nursery and, like, working with infants and toddlers, and then sometimes I would supervise, like, the older kids, like 3-year-olds, 4-year-olds, and I'm just like, wow. And during the summer, it was also, like, summer camp for, like, older kids, like, school agers, and it was just so, like, fun. I definitely like older kids because they can talk and they're so entertaining. But working in the nursery, teaching kids how to walk, that was super fun too. Like, I literally just loved working there. Oh my God. Okay. Next question is, where do you see yourself in 10 years? Okay. In 10 years, I will be 30. And I'm really looking forward to it. I feel like 30 is, like, a perfect age. I know a lot of people say, like, being in your 20s are, like, the best ages, but, like, I feel like when you're 30, you're just kind of settled and you're grown and you're not super young, but you're not, like, super old, and you just have a lot of great things going for you. I don't know, I just feel like I'm gonna be at my peak when I'm 30, and I cannot wait for it. And also, I just see myself at 30 being content and successful. And to me, success means, like, having my reality align with my dreams and my goals. And I see that happening when I'm 30. Also, when I'm 30, I will be Dr. Arba. Yeah. Yeah. Put some respect on my name. Cannot wait. Oh my God. Okay. 3 words that describe you. I would say comforting, kind, and understanding. Comforting because I feel like I'm very approachable and easy to talk to, and I'm that, like, I'm sensitive and I will validate your emotions and kind of hold that safe space for you. Kind because I just feel like, why not? If kind is not one of your characteristics, why not? And understanding because I just always look at different sides or, like, perspectives to, like, everything, and I don't like to jump to conclusions without understanding both sides. Obviously, there are things where I will not listen to the other side, like if you're racist, homophobic, whatever, I am not listening to you. But yeah, what TV shows are you currently watching? So I just recently finished Criminal Minds, and oh my gosh, I love that show. So good. Like, I have, like, an emotional attachment to, like, every single character in that show. I'm like, oh my God, it's over. I also just watched The Bachelor. We literally, Amma and I watched the finale to The Bachelor, like, yesterday. This is my first time watching The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or, like, whatever, and it was interesting. Wild. I don't know if I'll watch it again, but it was something chaotic. Yeah. What is your biggest fear? Okay, so literally Amma asked me this like during spring break, and I said my biggest fear was not getting an A. Oh my god. Okay, so clearly that's not actually my biggest fear, right? But literally the fact that that easily came to my mind just speaks to how I hold myself to really high standards. And I mean, that could be good or bad, but like, it's not actually my biggest fear. Because I feel like I have a pretty good balance between my personal and academic life, and I'm still like very social and I can enjoy life, even though most times I am sitting in front of my computer doing things that are nowhere near due. But I will be stressed about it if I don't start early. So I don't know if I have a biggest fear. Like, I would just say, like, I don't know, not reaching my goals, I guess. Like, I don't think I have a specific, like, big fear. Okay, next question is, if you could do high school all over again, would you? Now, if you know, you know, but absolutely not. High school was just traumatic. And it's like, the racism that I endured at that school still literally has me like so shocked. Like, wow, I don't even know how I made it out. I don't know how. So yeah, high school was a traumatic experience, and I would never want to experience that or like think about that. Yeah. Besides the point, what is a superpower you'd like to have and why? This one is so easy to answer. Definitely teleportation. I'm literally very serious about this. Like, because first of all, walking sometimes is super hard. That's its own story. But ever since everything went virtual, I just got so comfortable being in my own space, like rolling out of bed, signing on to class, or just like doing everything in my own time. So like now, like when things are like getting back to the norm, I'm like, walking to class is literally a drag. Like, it's so inconvenient. And I'm like, yo, this is actually what we were doing before the pandemic. But I'm like, still, I just, yeah. So my answer is teleportation, so I don't have to walk and I can wake up like 10 minutes before class and still be on time. Next question is, are you an early bird or a night owl? I think you guys know the answer to this, but if you don't, I'm a night owl, 100%, 100%. I've always like dreamed about being like an early bird, like being one of those people who just like romanticize their life. Like, I wake up at 5 a.m. in the morning and just like drink water, take a walk, go to the gym, like get work done. I'm like, no, 5 a.m. I'm going to sleep. Like, I will go to sleep at 5 a.m. and I cannot wake up. I just can't be a morning person. It's like, whatever, like I've tried, it's not for me. So yeah. And the last question, I wanted to end on a positive note, or like a positive question. What is the best compliment you've ever received? This one is a no-brainer. Oh my gosh. Okay, freshman year, we had like this dorm like building group chat, and it was just so easy to meet people, make friends on there. And I remember like making like becoming friends with this one guy, and we met up and we hung out, and he said that I radiate peace. Like, that was my first time meeting him, and it's like that compliment has stuck with me for like 3 years, because I'm like, oh my god, do I actually radiate peace? Like, you just met me, like, oh my god, like it was such a compliment. Like, I was so happy, and I will never forget being told that. Like, it really just made my whole entire like day, month, year, 3 years. Like, I still think about him like, wow. Yeah. Okay. So that was the last question I have for this Q&A. I hope you guys enjoyed it. I hope you guys learned something new about me. I definitely I like this. I will probably do it again with like different questions, obviously. But that's all I have for this episode. Thanks for listening, and I will see you in the next episode. Bye.